kind of sitting here chuckling. We're going to have this standard set of beliefs, and we're going to enforce that. And had we done that, we'd all probably be in here saying the earth is flat, because that's what everybody thought a long time ago.
Not teaching unverifiable and unscientific theories such as climate change, you know, and that's in a religion, that is a religion to some people. It's not science. But you know, if you want to poke your eye in Christianity, go poke the eye of Christians, go for it.
It's Easter weekend, and the Marxists at the Pravda on the Platte couldn't resist a little Christian bashing seasoned with their own brand of historical revisionism. These leftists never miss a beat, do they? Here we go. Weekend, my friends, from high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Easter. This is, without a doubt, the holiest weekend of the entire year. So it kind of makes sense that Marxists would try to attack Christianity this weekend. And they didn't disappoint, or at least the Pravda on the Platte didn't disappoint. True to their name, they ran a column that backhandedly attacked Christianity, while at the same time engaging in their own familiar brand of historical revisionism. It is a historical fact that Jesus of Nazareth lived, taught in and around Jerusalem and Israel, was crucified by the Romans at the behest of the Jews that were in power, was entombed, and that his body came up missing. Now, this is where the story gets interesting. See, the Romans knew darn good and well what would happen if Jesus' body was missing or stolen or whatever. And so, they had a gigantic stone rolled in front of the entrance of the tomb. And it was so big, it took a lot of people to move that thing. But not leaving anything to chance, the Romans also posted guards around the tomb to make sure that nobody messed with Jesus' body. And then on the morning of the third day, Mary shows up at the tomb to find that the stone has been rolled away from the entrance, and the Roman soldiers, well, they were gone too. When Mary entered the tomb, she found out that Jesus' body was also missing. All of that is historical fact. There's multiple sources that recount the same events written from the same period. What is also historical fact, and is also recounted by multiple sources in addition to the Bible and including the Quran, is the resurrection of Jesus. There's a lot of sources that tell of Jesus walking around well after his crucifixion. Unless you want to discount all of those historical writings from the same period, and you're free to do so. You're an American, and that's absolutely your right to believe whatever you want to believe, regardless of all the historical evidence laid out before you from multiple different religions and multiple different sources and several different historians. Well, if you want to discount that, that's your right. But I'm going to take it as historical fact. It's a pretty powerful story, and admittedly, for the non-believer, a pretty incredible one, despite all of the evidence to the contrary, of course. Let's talk about historical evidence for a minute. I have a degree in history, not that I place that much importance on a piece of paper. You could learn the same stuff that I did in college just by going to the county library and checking out books. And if you did it that way, it would cost you a heck of a lot less. But anyway, I digress. Historical evidence. Now, we don't have Marty hanging around with his time machine, and there's no way that we can go back and view events of the past with our own eyes. So we have to rely on accounts from the same period. That, and stuff we dig up out of the ground. Now, the best evidence a historian can get is by eyewitness accounts. you try to find the most original source possible. The older, the better. Sometimes studying history is not unlike the game of telephone. Each time a story is retold, details are left out or just plain forgotten, or events are changed to fit the ideology of the person writing the history. We've all heard the phrase that history is written by the victors. It's absolutely true, and if you're a student of history, you want to try to avoid that as much as possible. And so, if you can get back to original sources and eyewitness accounts, most of the time, that's the most accurate information that you're going to find. In the case of the resurrection of Jesus, there are multiple sources by multiple religions recounting the events of the time that Jesus was, as a matter of fact, up and walking around, talking, teaching, and out there for everybody to see. Now, if you take the Bible out of the equation, which, by the way, I don't know how you can do that, there's still several sources that talk about the resurrection of Jesus. One of those was a guy named Josephus, who lived from AD 37 to 100. He was a Jewish historian born just a few years after Jesus died. He absolutely says, in his most celebrated work, the Testimonium Flavianum, quote, "Now there was about this time Jesus, a wise man, if it be lawful to call him a man, for he was a doer of wonderful works, a teacher of such men as received the truth with pleasure. He drew over to him both many of the Jews and many of the Gentiles. He was the Christ. And when Pilate, at the suggestion of the principal men among us, had condemned him to the cross, those that loved him at the first did not forsake him, for he appeared to them alive again the third day, as the divine prophets had foretold these and 10,000 other wonderful things concerning him," end quote. There was Suetonius, a Roman historian who lived from about AD 70 to AD 160. Imagine that, a Roman historian admitting to the resurrection of Jesus. Absolutely amazing. There was Pliny the Younger, who lived from AD 61 or 62 to AD 113, and even Jewish attempts to explain away the disappearance of the body unintentionally admitted that the body was missing and that Jesus was alive and walking around shortly thereafter. There's Tacitus, Mera Bar Serapion, Lucian, the Talmud, Clement of Rome, Ignatius, Polycarp, Barnabas, Justin Martyr. Need I go on? And then, to top it all off, there's the Quran, 4, 156 through 159. Now, Muslims don't believe that Jesus died on the cross because they think that God wouldn't permit that to happen to one of God's prophets. Instead, the Quran says that somebody was crucified in Jesus' place and that Jesus was still up and moving around, walking, talking, and teaching, and then God took him up to heaven. Again, sort of a backhanded admittance to the resurrection, but we can infer from that passage that he was up and walking around right before God took him into heaven. Anyway, my point in all of this is, as a historian, you put all of that together and then you draw the most likely conclusion as to what happened. Believe what you want, but the consensus of historians is that it happened the way the Bible says it happened. Jesus died on the cross on Good Friday, and then on Easter Sunday, he was up and walking around. But for Marxists, these are events that just cannot stand. In many ways, Marxists, like the author of the column I'm about to tell you about that was in the Pravda on the Platt this morning, resemble, to a large degree, the Romans. You see, the Romans didn't care that people worshipped Jesus. They cared that they only worshipped Jesus and not the emperor. At the time, there were a lot of kooky religions, and the Romans didn't really care about them, just so long as the emperor was worshipped above all of the others. Therein lies the problem that Roman emperors had with Christians. Christians only worshipped God, and that's the reason why so many of them were put to death in new, inventive, and interesting ways, like the Colosseum. But that's one of the biggest characteristics that all dictators and Marxists share with Roman emperors. Christianity is a threat to their power. There are still lots of Christians being slaughtered around the world, and in places where they're not killed en masse, they're persecuted relentlessly. Yes, even in America. Now, we don't have a Colosseum here, and there are enough Christians in the United States that the Marxists that exist even in Wyoming can't out and out persecute Christians. They do it in much more surreptitious ways. Just like what Nancy Case attempted to do to House Bill 166. On March 6th, on the Senate floor, Nancy Case said this.
Mr. President, that fish didn't get laid down there during the flood 6,000 years ago. I'm sorry, it didn't happen. The fossil record and the geological record are very tied together. That's how we've been able to date formations, because if we find that fish in another formation anywhere on the world, it's dated at the same time, approximately 55 million to maybe 35 million years ago. Incredible. That's the state of science. We have a problem in this country right now in that everybody selects their own information. We see it on this floor. We see it in our citizens in Wyoming. We see it in our country. No longer does everybody sit down and watch Walter Cronkite at the same time and get kind of their impressions of what's happening in the world. You can choose your own information, but you shouldn't get to choose your facts, Mr. President. And so I don't want us to become more fragmented with children being raised in their own set of information that doesn't relate to everybody else. I'm not saying everybody has to teach the same, Mr. President, but it's a bad idea to throw out what we know.
Deciding what is true and what is not true for yourself is a problem, according to Nancy Case, and you just shouldn't have the ability to make that decision on your own. No, that should be left up to the government. Now, what he said on the floor is not nearly as inflammatory as what his amendment actually said. Let me read this one to you. He wanted to insert the following passage into the bill, and I quote, "The science instruction shall include study of the geologic age of the Earth, natural selection, that's evolution, and related topics. No instruction on creationism or related unverifiable and unscientific theories shall be included as part of the curriculum, and the agreement shall include a sworn statement by the parent agreeing to this limitation." End quote. So not only can you teach from the Bible, which is your absolute right as an American, according to Nancy Case, you have to denounce your beliefs and then give that denouncement to the government. Not to be outdone, fellow Marxist Senator Chris Rothfuss piled on. Wait until you get a load of this. It would be nice if public funds would be used to dispel erroneous beliefs. Wow, here it is.
And it is specifically to the amendment, because the amendment is talking about sound science. And this is a case study of where a lack of sound scientific training has led to a significant amount of belief in misinformation and an inability to properly interpret data and draw responsible for conclusions from that data. So here we are having an inaccurate debate not rooted in science. It would be nice if public funds would go to dispel some of this misinformation and these erroneous beliefs, Mr. President, on and for the amendment.
Wow. Erroneous beliefs and misinformation that is not rooted in science. And that the government should use your money to convince you that all of those things aren't true. A number of senators jumped up to argue against all of this blatant Marxism in the Wyoming House. One of them was Senator Bo Bightman. This is one of the sound bites I started the program with. Here it is again.
Not teaching unverifiable and unscientific theories such as climate change, you know, and that's in a religion, that is a religion to some people. It's not science. But, you know, if you want to poke your eye in Christianity, go for it. Poke the eye of Christians, go for it.
Calling it exactly as it was in the Wyoming Senate. Senator Rothfuss and Senator Nancy Case sticking their thumb squarely in the eye of every Christian in Wyoming. As this is an episode about facts, truth, and the historical record, I think I would be remiss if I didn't let you in on what Nancy Case said right at the end of this debate.
And I enjoyed the comments, especially the tall senator from Natrona County. He's right on. He's right on. That part about not forbidding creationism shouldn't be in this amendment. But science instruction that will be common and accurate should be. All that happened with those fossil fish, a long, long time before 6,000 years ago. Those great sandstone buttresses that we see along the Wind River Range where I live, they didn't happen because of the Great Flood 6,000 years ago. And don't question my Christianity. Faith, I have a very strong faith. It's very personal. But I can't accept a literal interpretation personally. But as I stand here as a senator from Fremont County, proud to be a member of this Senate, I can't accept that taxpayer money would be marshaled for that purpose, to promote religion.
Oh, okay, I get it. So we're going to remove the prohibition on teaching creationism, but we're going to keep the whole part where you must teach science that attempts to disprove your personal beliefs in creationism. That is, you must teach a belief in evolution, a theory, not a fact. We'll finish up today's Easter special in just a second. But first, an absolutely outrageous prophet timeout. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or maybe something bigger like a roping arena or even a giant warehouse for your business, the two guys you need to talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their phone number is 307-674-2532. They are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do a much better job than anybody else. So if you're thinking about a building for your property, give Nick and Jesse a call, 307-674-2532. Tell them what you've got in mind, and they'll handle all the details. If you thought the cold weather in Wyoming was over, think again. You still need a pair of Buffalo Wool Company socks. They're the warmest socks that you're ever going to put on your feet, and they have socks that will also keep you cool and dry in the summer. Go to their website, thebuffalowoolco.com. The following advertisement was paid for by Reed Raisner for Senate.
I'm Reed Raisner, and I'm running for United States Senate because our politicians have forgotten what's important. They spend billions protecting borders in Europe and do nothing about our border. You deserve better. Wyoming deserves better. That's why I'm running, to serve you. Join me, and let's send new blood and a strong backbone to D.C. before it's too late. Go to ReedRaisner.com to learn more and join the fight.
And now, back to the program. There is no more truth in the theory of evolution than there is in climate change, that there's life on other planets, or that the universe started with the Big Bang. It is just a theory. So anyway, Nancy Case withdrew the amendment and then tried it again on the very next day. That would be March 7th if you want to go back and watch the video. And that amendment, it was so much better. Here's what it said. Quote, "The science instruction shall include study of the geological age of the Earth, natural selection," there's evolution, "and related topics. The parent shall agree to these conditions prior to receipt of any funds," end quote. So even if you're a devout believer in Christianity and in creationism, you have to agree that you're going to teach evolution before you can get any of these state funds. It's still a mandate that you have to teach something that's against your personal beliefs, and it's still Nancy Case trotting out his Marxism like he almost always does. The second time around, Nancy Case was just as inflammatory as the first time. Here's what he had to say, and we're going to do a little stop and start with this one.
Say fundamental versus other forms of religion deals with the age of the earth, the age of life on the earth, the evolution and development of human and other species, and whether natural selection exists. Scientifically, these are well-grounded.
Hold it right there. The theory of evolution is just that. It's a theory. The way science works is not by consensus, as Rothfuss and Senator Case are trying to lead you to believe. What happens is you come up with a hypothesis, an idea to explain something, and then you go out and you gather evidence. And when you find evidence that happens to fit your hypothesis then becomes a theory. It's an explanation with evidence that happens to fit your ideas. It's not proven. It's not a fact. It is a theory. That is exactly what evolution is. It's not proven. It's not a fact. So far as I know, they've not found the missing link, and I could probably trot out several scientists that would tell you that the missing link in the evolutionary theory doesn't exist. The only thing the theory of evolution is a hypothesis with some evidence that happens to back up the idea. That's it. Let's continue.
I reconcile this in my own religion. I love the tall senator when he talks about the Big Bang and the analogies with Genesis. That speaks to me, Mr. President, that the days of the Bible and the flood are metaphorical. And there were many floods all around the world, well documented, that huge ones. When the Black Sea filled up, that must have been an amazing event that happened for centuries and would have given rise to flood lore.
I don't know, Nancy. There's a lot of people that would disagree with you on that. This is the argument that Marxists use all of the time. It didn't really happen. It's just a metaphor. It's a story. It's a fairy tale. Except, of course, that archaeologists the world over continue to prove that events that are depicted in the Bible actually happened. Believe what you want to believe, Nancy, but stop telling people that something is a fact when it is clearly not. In my view, it takes a heck of a lot more faith to believe in evolution than it does to believe that God created the world. And if you don't believe me, look at William of Ockham. All of these Marxists always point to William of Ockham and recite Occam's razor. You've heard it, that all things being equal, the simplest answer tends to be the correct one. So, you can either believe Nancy Case and that we're all the result of some fantastic cosmic accident where an amino acid and a protein came together to form a living cell which then divided and somehow magically we evolved into the brilliant creatures that we are. Or you can believe what the Bible says, which, by the way, is continually proven to be true, unlike the theory of evolution. Anyway, here's how Nancy Case ends it.
Taxpayer money cannot go to religious instruction. 6,000-year-old Earth, great flood that created the landforms that we see in Wyoming is religious instruction. It's not science. There's a way to reconcile them, and we need to. But you got to allow for children to hear the facts.
So again, Nancy Case is claiming that everything he is saying is a fact when it is clearly not. He just continues to pound the point. Well, there was a couple of senators that jumped up to argue against it. The first of which was Senator Tim Salazar. Senator Salazar's point is this amendment is precisely why homeschoolers don't want anything to do with the government.
This is exactly why homeschoolers fear the state. You're dictating to those who, quite frankly, are fundamentalist Christians, who believe in a literal interpretation of the Bible. I'm one of them. I respect other people's opinion. I do. And I respect people who differ from my views. But I don't have to delete their ideas. I think I told you 2 days ago, my wife and I homeschool our son. We teach to him not only creationism, but we also teach evolution. I would never, I think it would be an injustice to our son not to give him all points of view. I don't believe that this is constitutional, this amendment. I don't. I don't believe that one opinion fits all.
He's exactly right. And without saying it, he's pointing out that Marxists can't entertain any other theory other than the one that the state proposes. And they certainly can't involve God in any of it. This last soundbite, before we get to the op-ed that was printed in the Pravda on the Platte this morning, comes from Senator Bo Bightman. Senator Bightman exposes the hypocrisy of all of the arguments that were happening in the Senate on that day. Here it is.
Well, I would like to pose a question. If the amendment were worded differently, say, the science instruction shall include the study of biology, and that there are only two genders, and that men cannot become women, and that shall be part of the curriculum, and the agreement shall include a sworn statement by the public school agreeing to this limitation and limit the public funds to public schools. I would wager that the people supporting this amendment would be vehemently opposed to my amendment. And therein is the rub, Mr. President. We can't do this. It's completely out of order. Vote this thing down.
And now to the op-ed by Pravda on the Platte columnist Joan Barron. And I quote, "During the final days of the recent budget session, an intriguing debate over science and religion took place in the Senate. Skip a couple paragraphs. While it was still before the Senate, members chewed over an amendment offered by Senator Cale Case," I'll have you refer to him as Nancy Case on this program, "that would have offered science as part of the school curriculum. His purpose," Case said, "was to be sure that the children were getting fact-based information about science and nature. The schools would still be free to also teach creationism," end quote. Is that what he said? Really? Was that the sum total of it? Or was it the Bible is a bunch of metaphors that aren't true? That he went on in more than one speech on multiple days, trying to prove that the Bible isn't true, that the Great Flood didn't happen, and that the account of creation listed in the book of Genesis is nothing more than a fable. You listened to what Nancy Case said. You can make up your own mind. And then there's this little quotation. Quote, "The discussion showed the split in thinking between the Freedom Caucus members and the others. This divisiveness also permeated the debates and votes over the budget and state spending in general," end quote. There is no Freedom Caucus in the Senate, Joan. There are a number of conservative senators, but the Freedom Caucus only operates in the House. This is a fiction that members of the media are trying to lead you to believe, that the Freedom Caucus permeates the entire Wyoming legislature and they are to blame for all of the wrong things that happened during the legislative session. Here's another one. Quote, "During the debate over Case's amendment, Senator Tim Salazar said he and his wife homeschool their children. They also teach him both theories on the beginning of civilization, evolution, and creationist. Many homeschool parents," he said, "believe in the literal interpretation of the Bible, rather than the idea that the book features parables or stories with a moral purpose," end quote. Is that all that Senator Salazar said? Or did he also add that this amendment is the very reason why homeschool parents don't want anything to do with the government? You heard it. Dare I say, you heard the evidence. You can decide for yourself. Here's another fairy tale from Joan Barron's article. Senator Bo Bightman, who opposed the amendment, said he could accept not teaching unverifiable theories like science or climate change. Now that's true. He did say that. She continues, "For some people, this is a religion," he said, adding, "it's not science." At one point, he also said the amendment was a poke in the eye of Christianity because it allowed teaching the ridiculous idea of climate science, end quote. But again, is that all that Senator Bightman said? Or did he successfully expose the hypocrisy of the entire chamber? Again, you heard the evidence. You can decide for yourself. And now, here's what she said about Senator Chris Rothfuss, and I quote, "Senator Chris Rothfuss told of the process that eventually produced carbon, a product that when burned causes pollution and ultimately affects the weather.
Quote, "I wish it were not true," said Rothfuss, a chemical engineer and consultant, "but it is." Rothfuss and Case both emphasize that the amendment is possible because these schools will be financed by public tax money. End quote. Is that all that Chris Rothfuss said? Or did he claim that climate change is a fact and that creationism is not? Or that he called Christianity a belief in misinformation that he wishes we could use state money to stamp out? Again, you heard the evidence. You can decide for yourself. Joan Baron ends her ridiculous misinterpretation of the facts by quoting Wendy Schuller, who she said voted no, joining several others in declaring the bill unconstitutional. That's $20 million in there. We're going to spend that on lawyers, Schuller predicted. Joan Baron's final comment? She may be close. End quote. While Joan Baron's column may be an exact example of why the Casper Star Tribune is referred to as the Pravda on the Platte, there's one more item that we should talk about before I let you go for on this Easter weekend. Why was that column published today, of all days? Because it's the day before Easter, of course. And even though it was not an overt attack on Christianity, that's exactly how it was meant to be taken. Marxists like Joan Baron, Cale Case, and Chris Rothfuss just can't stand the idea that others believe differently than they do. And because of their Marxist beliefs, they have to attack Christianity whenever possible and when given any opportunity to. Because a belief in God and a belief in the life, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is not a belief in the power of the state. In many ways, they're no different than the Romans of 2,000 years ago. The Romans didn't care that Christians worshipped Jesus. They cared that they only worshipped Jesus. And that's the same thing that you're seeing from the Marxists in the media and the Marxists on the floor of the Wyoming Senate. That'll do it for this year's Easter special. Tomorrow's Easter. Go to church. Celebrate the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Have a good rest of your weekend, and I'll catch you on Monday with an interview with Steve Johnson, who is running for House District 8 down in Cheyenne. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns, on this Easter weekend, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.